Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ikeo Technologies Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suyash Samant from Stellar Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, for joining us today. We have with us today the senior management team of Ikeo Technologies Limited: Mr. Hardeep Singh, Chairman and Managing Director; Mr. Sanjeet Singh, Whole-time Director, has also been appointed as the Group CEO in the recent board meeting; and Mr. Atul Kumar Jain, Chief Financial Officer, who will represent Ikeo Technologies Limited on the call. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025, followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note, this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of the company's future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statement to reflect developments that occur after a statement is made. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Hardeep Singh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for joining on the Q4 and FY25 earnings call. Our presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange, and I hope you have had a chance to look at it. We continue to diversify our business mix without impacting overall revenues, achieving healthy revenues growth in Q4 and FY25, driven by strong performances in the product display and energy solution and other segments. Despite a decline in the ODM business, we maintain the stable gross margin of 42% in FY25. EBITDA and PAT were impacted by lower revenues from the ODM segment, along with front-loaded expenses such as increased employee costs and depreciation related to the new facility and recently launched products. Additionally, in Q4 FY25, profitability was further affected by a provision of 6 crores for inventory and debtors, as well as ESOP-related expenses amounting to 1 crore rupees. After adjusting the above-mentioned impacts, cash PAT stood at a healthy 13 crore in Q4 FY25 and 64 crore for the full year FY25. Now, I request Mr. Sanjeet Singh to provide his thoughts on the quarter year. Over to you, Mr. Sanjeet Singh.
Thank you. Now, let me walk you through the key business initiatives we have undertaken throughout the quarter and the year to drive growth and share further insights on our progress. We have successfully forayed into the Gulf market with exports under our product display segment, which is showing promising progress. To strengthen our presence in the region, Ritech Holdings Limited, UAE, a wholly-owned step-down subsidiary of Ikeo Technologies Limited, has entered into a joint venture agreement with AG Investments. This strategic partnership leverages AG Investments' extensive network and industry expertise, providing access to a broader customer base across the Middle East. Expansion in the USA is progressing well. In addition to our established RV business, we have commenced the supply of industrial and solar products to energy services companies. Our US subsidiary has begun generating revenue, marking a significant milestone in our international growth strategy. Furthermore, Royalus LLC, a step-down subsidiary of IQ Technologies, has entered into a MOU with Medco Engineering, paving the way for future collaboration and business development. Also, RV business in the USA is gaining momentum as we now have direct access to the market instead of working through distributors. In fact, Royalus LLC, which is our 100% step-down subsidiary, is directly now registered with our RV customers. Revenue from international markets contributed 22% in FY25, reflecting steady progress in our global expansion efforts. In summary, our expansion into new markets is key to diversifying our revenue across products and geographies. We are optimistic about the long-term impact of strategic initiatives. With that, I now invite Mr. Atul to present the key financials.
Thank you. Let me now take you through our financial performance and the utilization of our IPO proceeds. As mentioned earlier by Sanjeev sir, our growth trajectory continued in the financial year 25. We witnessed a revenue growth of 11% year-on-year to Rs. 486 crore. And the gross margin remained largely stable at 42%. The EBITDA stood at Rs. 60 crore in financial year 25 versus Rs. 93 crore in financial year 24, and PAT stood at 32 crore in financial year 25 versus 61 crore in financial year 24. In Q4 of financial year 25, our consolidated revenue up by 18% year-on-year to Rs. 112 crore. The EBITDA margin was at 5.5% and the PAT stood at negative 1 crore. As explained earlier, profitability was impacted on account of lower revenue in ODM segment, front loading of expenses like employee cost for new facility. On the IPO proceeds, the repayment of debt was completed immediately after the IPO. Block 1 is now operational and Block 2 civil construction is nearly completion. We have now deployed around 72% of IPO fund and we are on the course to completely deploying the rest within the timeline is set for ourselves. That's all we have from the company side. I request the moderator to please open the forum for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question would be more on the macro side of it. I would like to know what has happened in the last financial year, but our margins dipped like almost half from the levels that we have traditionally seen. That is my first question. Is this more relating to dumping that is happening from various other countries? Is that what you see, and is that the reason that will be continuing in the coming financial year also? Can you please elaborate on the macro thing that is happening in LED?
Hi, Mr. Mahesh. Thank you for your question. Actually, the answer is going to be quite elaborate because, relating to you're comparing last year to this year or maybe last couple of years to this year, but I'll try to keep it as concise as possible. So if you look at where we were, a year or so back and, what has changed in the market, first and foremost is the market demand, which has sort of come down, and that is happening across, the market. It's not just one or two areas in the lighting industry. So dumping from other countries, the material coming from other companies which you referred to, that is not the case as of now. It's based on the weak demand in the market. And on top of that, but still, if you look at where we are standing today in terms of revenue, if you look at our ODM business, which has dropped by almost, I think, around 14% to 15%, but on top of that, our overall consolidated numbers have still seen a growth of around 11%. So our revenue, I just wanted to highlight, let's say if the ODM business would not even have seen a growth, let's say it would have stayed, where it was, then our growth would have been much higher than even 11%. So dipping of margins is only due to certain factors. First and foremost, the onboarding of expenses that we have done for the new verticals. A lot of new verticals or product categories or initiatives that we have taken. So it takes some time, for them to mature or stabilize and to start generating the kind of margins that we expect them to generate. So any new business venture or vertical, you must be aware of, would take about some time for it to mature and generate substantial revenues. To give you one example, and one very positive example, in fact, the business that we started, in the Middle East, and now we are also expanding to South Africa for that matter. But the business that we started in the Middle East last year, so it's not even been a complete year or maybe just 1 year. So first 3 quarters from that business, whatever losses we made, because being a new business, the expenses are obviously there from day one, and then gradually the revenue starts to kick in. So the first 3 quarters, whatever losses we made in the 4th quarter, more or less they were all nullified because of the profits that we made in the 4th quarter. So now it is coming to a state where, it's now self-reliant and it's going to, in fact, add on to the margins to the business. So these are some of, and this is just one example. So there, as you know, we've taken a lot of initiatives as of now. So all these factors contribute to dipping of the margins. So, and if you look at, if you're talking of PAT margins, then, obviously depreciation is one, another major factor which is contributing to the margins getting dipped. So there are a lot of factors which we have presented in the presentation. If you have had the chance to go through the presentation which we have uploaded, so there also we've clearly shown where we are in terms of the cash PAT or where we are in terms of, the adjusted EBITDA margins. So in fact, in quarter four, the provisions that we had, we have taken related to the ECL or the inventory or the ESOP, so all these provisions also contributed. So there is a mix of a lot of things, but at the same time, if you look at I would say the silver lining would be that our gross margins have been stable, and whatever reasons are there, these are temporary reasons which are related to a new business or new verticals where we have a lot of onboarding of expenses. So, but gross margin side, and if you look at the net cash flow side, then the company is doing fairly well, and we are very confident of what we'll be doing in the near future.
Also, for the whole, like we were, as everybody knows that we were working with Signify, but now we are, we have opened our doors for all the major customers. So everybody is approaching us, and down the line you will see the results.
Great. Sir, any guidance that you would like to give for the next financial year?
So we are preparing that, and I think we'll be able to provide a detailed better guidance by the next quarter.
Yeah, but looking at the industry, macro industry, you must be having some idea on what this industry could grow into coming into next financial year, right?
So we are not just dependent on, what we are doing as of now. We are, in terms of geography, like you've seen every year, our business which is outside of India is constantly growing. Just a couple of years back, we were at 10% of the overall revenue. Today, we are at 22%. And that too is with, the revenue constantly growing every year. So we are not just dependent on what we are doing as of now. There are a lot of
new key initiatives that we have taken. It is just that what the kind of business that we are into, it takes time, you know, to get the products approved and all of the things to get on track. So, but we are in a lot of, you know, advanced, I would say, discussions with other lighting companies and also non-lighting business also. So we are diversifying, not just in terms of product category, but in terms of geography. So going forward, we are definitely looking at, so this year the growth was around 11%, which was subdued due to a lot of reasons that I just spoke of. But next year we are targeting much better growth than this, but we will definitely get back to you in this by the second quarter in terms of the guidance.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mahesh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Sood, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I would like
sir, you are not audible. If you could be a little louder.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, better.
Okay. Now, in the last con call, you had mentioned that there was some progress with Honeywell, if I remember correctly. So,
is there
any progress on that?
So, yes, last quarter we did speak about Honeywell. I'm glad you asked this question. So, we got a chance to give you an update on the same. So, till last quarter, we were developing products. So, we had not just one, but we are developing products for them. And in fact, a couple of products have already now gone into production. So, we've supplied the first, first trial lots of a couple of products. And the commercial production has now started. So it is materializing, and in fact, like I said, it's not just one or two products or one or two categories. We are working on multiple categories with them. So Honeywell being a multinational company, it takes time to get the product approvals. But I'm glad to announce that, you know, we are on the right track, and within, I would say, the first or the second samples are getting approved. So we are on a fast track, and pretty soon we'll make it into a big success for us.
Excellent. Very good.
Thank you, Mr. Thank
you.
And I have another question.
Sure.
You have started this variable business. Now, in terms of percentage or in terms of number, what actually, if you have some numbers available, how much business you did in the last quarter for that?
So, last quarter, in terms of absolute value, it should be close to around, maybe around, somewhere around 10-ish in terms of absolute value, around 10 CR. But the way we look at this vertical is quite different. We are being steady because we don't want to follow, what the market is doing as of now. So we've already started the local development of certain category of products where we see volumes and demand in India. And in fact, I'm unable to name the companies because of the NDAs that we have signed, but the top leading brands in India supplying into this category, we are already associated with them. And in fact, we are developing some, homegrown in-house, made in India products for them.
So that is our main strength. That is how we entered with them. And after seeing our facilities and all, so the things are moving ahead. First thing was to get those products that we already achieved. The second one is to get those products, high volume products, to made in India, that all the toolings and everything has been already on the finishing stage. So maybe a month or so we will launch the made. We will be the first one to launch made in India products in this category.
Okay, very good. And my last question is, what products you'll be making in the new plant, which is expected to give commercial production from this quarter?
So the new plant, like Honeywell is one classic example. So it is going to be a mix of lighting and non-lighting. So going forward, we are diversifying, like, you know, we keep saying from the last, I would say, couple of quarters, that has been our, you know, strategy going forward. So lighting and non-lighting.
Why we change the company from lighting to technology?
So that was to avoid any confusion in the market, because we were being conceived as, you know, a lighting company, whereas our strengths are much, I would say, broader when it comes to the development and the capability that we carry. So it's going to be a mix of lot of different categories, and along with the passage of time, we'll keep updating you. Like, for example, we started developing and, in fact, manufacturing sensors, fire panels, and all these products for Honeywell. And there are then a host of other brands with or companies with whom we are working very closely. Like I said, we are in the advanced stages of discussion, sample submissions, approvals. So today I can talk of Honeywell. Maybe next quarter there are going to be a couple of more companies which, you know, I'll be able to speak of. So a lot is happening in the background, and we'll keep you posted on all of the new developments.
And that is why our expenses on development and R&D side, and those are increased, and it is affecting our PAT in these quarters. So once the revenue from the other segment starts, it will definitely nullify those and give you the same feeling what you have, investors have, and our company has, owners invested on us.
Right. And that will be an excellent news once you get the approvals from Honeywell. And
we already passed their all tests and everything, and all the commercial. We have already started the commercial production for them.
Oh, so actually, maybe I have missed out because there was no communication from our side.
And this is the 100% import substitute what we are making.
Okay.
And again, this is ODM, this is complete ODM product.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck and all the best.
Thank you,
Mr. Sanjay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. My question would be more on the new facility. Any new products, because you have given that you have changed your objects clause recently. So any new product line that we'd be looking at, are we looking at the same margins with every, are we working on like base margins, or this could be, you know, more of, you know, doing job work for these companies, because how do we take it? Like, because you are an ODM company, so our margins would stay in the same range that we have, or with any new product line that we'll be getting into. So can you throw some light on the future ahead?
Thank you, Mr. Mahesh. Very correct question. Like I'll explain you before, we are not the assemblers. So we have two or three different verticals and three different companies with whom we have a consolidated profit comes in the balance sheet. So all the group companies are in the one group. So once we do the backward integration, everything is in-house, like the plastic to metal to electronics and the assembly and the finished product. So if you combine all the companies' profit, it will remain the same. Once you see the consolidated, you will see the there is a complete profit like we were doing before.
So on the margin side, like you said, because, you know, we are into the ODM segment. So in ODM, we look at margins differently, because when you're developing a product in the ODM segment, then a lot of tooling, a lot of time is devoted. It's, you know, it takes about 3 to 6 months to develop a product and to test, validate everything. So it takes about that much time. So if you ask about the margins, then the margins are going to be similar in terms of where we are in, with our rest of the business, and that is because, like what Mr. Hardeep said, because of the mix of because of a mix of the, all the activities that we do in house, as we are not, you know, dependent on third party suppliers.
And have you got an approval for 2024-25 under PLI?
Yeah, we already got the approval.
Yes,
yes. Are we going to achieve the targets that they have set?
Oh, definitely. We are working on that.
What would be the amount that would be receiving from them? Can you quantify the absolute numbers?
So in the first year, it's going to be somewhere around 4 CR.
It is 4% or 90 crore, almost.
You have achieved about 90%. Incremental sale is 90 crores.
Yes, yes. Right? The threshold is 90 CR and 4% of 90 CR.
Now, what was the baseline?
Zero. So baseline is zero.
Okay, so what sale do they take into consideration?
How so basically, so there are about 8 categories that we have selected out of, you know, what was available in the PLI scheme. So those 8 categories are all, I would say, not the finished products, but, you know, what we actually do, like whether it is a housing, whether it is electronics, or so it's a mix of all the things, whether it is plastic housing, metal housing, electronics,
the lighting and other
basically products. The SFGs that we make for the final product.
Okay, this was our first year or this was our second year?
This is our first year. Just started, yeah.
So you have 3 years left.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a total of 3 years.
3 years.
No, it would be a block of 4 years, right?
Sorry?
It would be a block of 4 years, right? I mean, it will be available for 4 years.
Yeah, actually 2 years already passed, so we entered into the third year.
For us, this is the first year.
First year, but we have to, after this year, we have 2 more years.
3 years benefit.
Total 3 years. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahesh.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hardeep Singh for closing comments.
So before the closing comments, I think I missed one part, whether I'm forgetting whether it was Mr. Mahesh or Mr. Sanjay. I think he asked about why there was no update on Honeywell. So we've been talking about Honeywell in the previous quarters when we started the development. The reason why there was no update is because, you know, we want to deliver first and then, you know, let the investors know that we have done this, but we always keep you posted on what is happening and whatever development we are doing in terms of the broader categories, verticals or markets or geographies. So we keep updating everyone basis on all these categories. But once, you know, any new thing is substantiated or, you know, we start generating revenue, that is where we feel, you know, it's right time to let the investors know that we've succeeded in whatever endeavor we started. So I think I'll now hand it over to Mr. Hardeep Singh to give the final comments.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everyone. And thank you for the trust and the information needed by you. I think hope we have give you all the replies. If in any other question is there, you can come to us and or you can communicate with us. We are really open to give all the replies. And again, I'm saying that everything is going very, very positive, and we hope that in coming quarters you will see the company grow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IKEA Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.